Jerry Bader Show, 1021. I swear Democrats are talking more about impeachment than Republicans are. You know what they're doing, don't you? This came up on the Sunday talk shows yesterday. It was on Fox News. Democrats are trying to raise the specter of impeachment so they can get Republicans to go along with it, so they can turn around and call Republicans extreme for impeachment talk. They are daring Republicans to take impeachment talk seriously. In fact, this was in USA Today while I was gone. It was Fridays, I believe. White, Obama could be impeached, White House aide says. They're throwing that out there and throwing that out there, hoping it will stick, is what they are doing. Republicans are not taking the debate. We are 100 days away from Election Day, and the story everywhere today, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, the chance of Republicans capturing the Senate is now put at about 60%. This is how desperate Democrats are. They're pushing impeachment talk, hoping it will stick with Republicans. Because it's all they got. It is believed there are 10 Senate seats currently in Democrat hands that are vulnerable. As I said, the chance is put today at 60%. I believe that's about right. Now, that would just be for a one-vote majority. I would say there's about a 40% chance that they could do better than that. 100 days, you have to measure political days in dog years these days. A lot could happen. Which brings me to the governor's race. While I was gone, and as you know, the gold standard for political polls, not just with this show, but I feel it is the gold standard in Wisconsin, but most people do, is the Marquette University Law School poll. Success will do that for you. Now, this poll at one point showed a rather significant lead for Scott Walker. That was several months ago. Recent polls, including the July poll that came out last week while I was gone, shows, again, a tight race. Many conservatives simply don't want to believe that. Believe it. I do trust the Marquette University Law School poll. It has been rock solid. Both sides have thrown stones at it when they didn't like it. That tells you it's probably pretty good. It's pretty good. 54% of respondents said Wisconsin is on the right track. Yet Scott Walker's favorables are underwater. That is not a good thing. By the way, this shows another neck and neck race between the two. He is, according to the latest poll, 47% unfavorable, 45% favorable. That is not good news for an incumbent. It is what it is. Mary Burke, by the way, Colin Roth had a nice summary of this last week. Mary Burke, 49% still don't know enough about her. Nearly half the electorate. So Colin's argument is that makes it Scott Walker versus anybody. Because they still don't really know who she is. Then this raises an intriguing question. Is that the goal? Does her remaining essentially a generic candidate, Democratic candidate, to a large percentage of the electorate, does that actually help her? Because a hypothetical Democrat actually would do better than her if they learned more about her. Is that what Democrats fear? I think it's a fascinating argument. Do they actually want to keep her something of a stealth candidate because they think Scott Walker versus anybody else, that anybody else does better than a Mary Burke they know, the voters? It is looking that way. A couple of takeaways Colin Roth also had at his Roth report. That the John Doe coverage isn't resonating. 54% believe the investigation is just more politics as opposed to something serious. Yeah, they say that, but I'm not so sure I agree with that. I do agree with the way Colin sums this up. This race is tight and will remain tight. Get used to it. I have to agree with that. Now, I mentioned Scott Walker's taking some friendly fire for a campaign ad that I applauded. Last week, the Wall Street Journal, in an editorial piece, was very critical of it. It's the one with the bedtime story, outsourcing Mary. We played the audio here, didn't we, Jason? Where Mary, quite contrary. I'm sure we played it on the show. I'm virtually certain of it. It criticizes her for her family company outsourcing jobs. Wall Street Journal has a problem with that. We normally associate criticism of outsourcing with Democrats, but Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is a reminder that Republicans aren't above playing the Benedict Arnold CEO card themselves to fan populist furies. Behold the Walker campaign's new ad targeting the governor's Democratic challenger, Mary Burke. Mary, quite contrary, how does your fortune grow? By making millions of dollars sending jobs overseas that could have been done in Wisconsin, to countries where women and children might work up to 12 hours a day, earning only $2 an hour. Ms. Burke is a former executive of the Wisconsin-based Trek, which, like its competitors, Schwinn and others, make most of its bikes in China or Taiwan. They think he's playing the same false populist card liberals do, demonizing a beloved company like Trek, and they think it's a mistake. I think they're missing the point. The point is hypocrisy. Mary Burke and other liberals call out companies that outsource. And maybe the ad doesn't make that clear enough. But the target is, and this is in a story today, I can't remember if it's an AP story, but I saw it in a paper. Colin Roth also had this all right, Wisconsin. This is about hypocrisy. The same liberals that hate Walmart love Mary Burke. The same liberals that hate any company that use what they consider Chinese sweatshops love Mary Burke. It's a conscience rattler, not for Mary Burke, but for the hypocrites who would turn a blind eye to it. I think it's a win-win. Because liberals, conservatives are going to vote for her anyway, and liberals are going to look at that ad and go, oh, yeah, well. You know, it's kind of the abortion out of sight, out of mind thing. This is like showing them a picture of a fetus to shatter their fantasy bubble. I think the Wall Street Journal and other critics are missing the mark. I am fine with the ad, just fine. It is 10:29. I'm getting emails these days, and I want to share one of them with you. Dear Jerry, first of all, thank you for your show. Secondly, thank you for sharing your weight loss journey on the Proactive Weight Loss Program. It inspired me to check it out, and I'm so very happy I did. I started my program on April 21st, and I lost 20 pounds the first 30 days. As of today, I'm down 47.4 pounds. I just started on my last 30-day program, very close to my goal of losing 55 to 60 pounds. Besides looking much better, I feel wonderful. I now have almost no pain in my arthritic knee. My cholesterol and blood pressure numbers are down significantly, and I'm down 5 sizes. I've tried and lost weight many times. Finally, I'm confident with what I've learned on this program, I will keep it off. I would highly recommend it to anyone who has struggled to lose weight and keep it off. My heartfelt thanks go out to both Dr. Litwin and you. Sincerely, Carol. Carol, glad to hear about that. You've heard me talk about it. My wife has lost nearly 40 pounds. I have lost it, and so far I've kept it off. It can work for you. This is just one of many stories I'll be sharing. Call Dr. Litwin today. 920-268-1386. Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.